This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Before we jump into this episode, I want to encourage you to go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast. And you can go over to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. Well, listen, it's been a few weeks since I've done a podcast just due to busyness of schedule and traveling, but I am back today and I am so excited and passionate to talk about the conversation of this episode, which is all about communicating in a way that you are connecting to other people and adding value to people. One of the greatest tools that you and I have is our ability to communicate. And how we communicate to the people around us, whether it's in our house, in our neighborhood, at a school, in our employment, wherever it is, the better we get at communicating to other people in a way that adds value to them, in a way that connects with them, will actually increase your influence in almost every situation. So I want to direct your attention to a great resource. It is a book by John Maxwell, and it is called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, What the Most Effective People Do Differently. I'm actually going to be sharing from the first chapter of this book, which is the title is Connecting Increases Your Influence in Every Situation. It's the first session of the book. And I want to just share a few highlights, a few takeaways for the first part of this podcast. And then in the second part of this podcast, I want to talk through behavior and personality assessments. Because in order to communicate effectively, we have to understand how we're wired, how each person's wired. So in order to do that, I'm going to give us a quick overview on the DISC methodology of the personality indicators when it comes to our behavior and our personality. And I can't wait to do that. It's one of my favorite things to discuss right now with people. In fact, I've had the opportunity to do this with our own organization internally, as well as with a couple of companies and organizations around the area that I'm in right now. And I think it's going to help you immensely think about how you communicate to other people, and maybe a little bit of awareness about yourself. So here we go, podcast family. We're going to jump into this session here on connecting increases your influence in every situation. It's really all about connecting and communicating together. So presidential historian Robert Dahlke says that the successful presidents exhibited five skills and qualities that enabled them to achieve things that others don't. I'm going to give you these five real quickly. The first one is vision. The second one was pragmatism. The third one is consensus building. The fourth is charisma. And the fifth is trustworthiness. Now, I want you to think about this because four out of five of these deal with connecting to people. And connecting is the ability to identify with people and relate to them in such a way that it increases our influence with them. That's really what it is. And once again, don't forget, leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And so if we are going to lead well, if we're going to communicate well, then that should translate into how well we can influence the people around us. Not manipulate people, of course, but to influence them. So the skills, those five skills that people have, being a visionary, being pragmatism, consensus building, charisma, trustworthiness, this all helps us to connect with the people around us. But let me ask you a question. How do people know that you value them? Especially when you communicate to them. How do people know that you value them? And how do I know when I'm connecting with you? I think that there's a couple of connection signals that really can happen. And it's really about going the extra effort to go the extra mile to really learn how to connect with the people around you. And so here's a few signals that people have. Unsolicited appreciation. They say positive things. I think that's one of the ways that people know that we're connecting, that people know that we're adding value to them, is when there's unsolicited appreciation, that people are just saying positive things about you. They're saying positive things maybe about your company or your organization, about your family, about the way you care for them. That's a good connection symbol, how I know when I'm connecting with you. The other way is unguarded openness. Are people open around you? Do they demonstrate trust? So when you talk to somebody, are they a closed book? Do they not want to share much information with you? Maybe they don't want to share emotion with you. Are they shut down? Are they closed? Or are they open? If they're open, then that means that they trust you. That means that they're comfortable around you. Once again, it's a connection signal on how people know when they're connecting with you. The third way that people know that they're connected is increased communication. They express themselves more readily. So when people feel comfortable around you, then that should translate to them being more open and communicating more, expressing themselves more readily. In other words, their guard's down, right? They say appreciative things, they demonstrate trust, which translates to being open and communicating openly. The next way, the next signal that we are connecting with people and adding value to them is that they have enjoyable experiences. They feel good about what they're doing. That's a good way to tell, isn't it? So the people that work for you or around you or near you, are you adding value to them and helping them really enjoy their experience? Let's face it, work is work. And as much as you might love what you do, there's days that are tough. And there's people around you that are probably having a tough day. So the way that we connect with people, the way we add value to them should add to their experience and should help them honestly feel good about what they're doing. Next signal is an emotional bondedness. They display a connection on an emotional level. So it's not just the surface level that we're talking about. We're not just talking about, am I able at a surface level to connect with somebody? Are people letting their guard down and are they allowing their emotions to show? Do they feel guarded or are they bonded with a connection on an emotional level? Do you have empathy for the people around you? Are you connecting with them in a way that is not just verbal, but emotional? The next good signal is a positive synergy. Their emotional batteries are charged by being together. Another synergy level is growing synergy. Their effectiveness is greater than the sum of the contributions. So when it comes to synergy, to build that synergy in a room, I like this question a lot. This is a great thought and a great question. When you enter a room, do you add life and add value to that room, or do you suck the life out of the room? Just think about that for a moment. When you go into a meeting, are people excited that you're there? Are they glad you're there? Even if you're the boss and you're the one that has to make the tough calls, are people connecting with you and have they bonded and connected with you on a level that when you walk into the room, do you make that room better or do you make it worse? That's about the simplest as I could put it and ask the question. When you go into a room, does that room become better or does that room become worse? Is there synergy that happens? Are you emotionally giving people a charge? Are you effectively becoming greater together than just the sum of the individual contributions? And the last one begins to cross into an emotional line on another level, but is there unconditional love? Are they accepting without reservation? So do people accept you? Do you accept people without reservation? Are there no prejudices over color of skin, over economics, over where they were born or what they have, over who they're married to? Are there prejudices that are there or aren't there? Do you really truly accept and love the people for who they are that work around you? And I'm telling you, when we begin to do this, when we begin to communicate this way, what happens is that you connect well, that people really feel that you are adding value to them. Understanding the value of people around you is so incredibly important, but you got to be aware. And I think that self-awareness is a key concept here. Do you have good self-awareness of how you add value to people? Do you have good self-awareness of your own skill level? Do you have good self-awareness of how people respond to you, of how well you can connect with people around you? You know, I'm sure we've all met people who think that they're the greatest thing, or they think that everybody loves them and everybody connects with them. And when they leave the room, everybody kind of rolls their eyes and thinks maybe a little differently about them. I mean, you think about that for a moment about how well that happens. We all know people that are like that to some degree. And so hopefully you're able to connect and add value to people. Our ability to connect increases our influence with everyone. It will always add value to what you're doing. That's the truth. So the better self-aware we are, the better that we can connect with people, the better that we can add value to them, and we will increase our influence in every situation. Now, let me turn the corner here for the next few minutes because I really do want to talk about something that I think is incredibly important and is about that self-awareness piece. To really know your behavior, to know how you respond, to know how you connect, to know the behavior that you were born with, the behavior that you've been exposed to by a role model, to know how your environment has shaped your behavior. But here's the reality. The reality is everybody has a behavior, everybody has a pattern, everybody has a communication style that they like. So let's talk for a few minutes about the DISC. The DISC is the D, the I, the S, and the C, and it's a personality indicator. And what this is, I'm going to give you a real high level of the different behaviors and personalities. So there are four behaviors here. The D stands for dominance. The I stands for influencing. The S stands for steady. The C stands for compliant. Both the D and the I are more outgoing personalities. The C's and the S's are more reserved personalities. A D and a C are a little bit more task-centered, and the I and the S are a little bit more people-centered. And so, for example, we've all met people who are a D personality. They are dominant. They're outgoing. They focus on tasks. We all know people who are the influencing personality, the influencing behavior. They're a little bit more outgoing. They're kind of the life of the party. You know an I right away by the way that they express themselves. They're good storytellers. They like to be around people. The S stands for the steady. They're more reserved. They're more people-focused. The S's are team players through and through. And we all know people who are more compliant, the C. They are reserved, and they are very task-centered. Once again, the DISC. D stands for dominant. The I is influencing. The S is steady. The C is compliant. D's are dominating. They're outgoing. They're task. I's are outgoing and people-centered. S's are reserved and people-centered. And C's are reserved and task-centered. Let's talk about each one of these real quickly. So the D, they seek control, they're decisive, they're direct, they like results, they're results-focused. They're driven a little bit by authority. Ds like to take control, they like to embrace change, they change very quickly. They're very comfortable to confrontation, but they do treasure loyalty. One of the biggest fears that a D has is being taken advantage of. So we all know people who are D-wired, and maybe you are. Here's how to communicate with a D person. Be brief and direct, be to the point, and then get out of their office. We have to ask what, not how questions. We want to focus on results. We don't want to ramble. We don't want to discuss a problem and then just leave. We want to discuss a problem and its affected outcome. This is how you communicate to that D personality. Let's talk a little bit about the I personality, the influencing. Influencing, the I's are persuaded by speaking. They're spontaneous. They're friendly. They like to be in the spotlight. The I's, they really do seek a friendly environment. They're very relationship focused. They're emotional. They're animated. They're really good storytellers. They're great encouragers. They treasure great experiences with other people, but they do have a fear. And their greatest fear is rejection and the loss of approval. When we communicate with the I personality, the I behavior, you cannot do all of the talking. They thrive in communicating. You can't ignore their ideas. You have to allow time for socializing. I know for me, when I know I'm getting ready to meet with an I personality, I have to build in about 15 minutes on the front part just to talk, just to see how they're doing. How's their family? How's their kids? But after the meeting, I know I have to follow up the details in writing. And so this is the I personality. They really do enjoy the communication style. Next is the S. These are the steady. S's are very team focused. They are great in follow through. They are extremely loyal. And they work best in a cohesive atmosphere. They really like acceptance. So an S always seeks a team environment. They're easygoing, they're agreeable, they're very evenly paced, they're good listeners, they're compassionate, they really treasure peaceful relationships, but S's do not like to change quickly. They're a little bit slower to change. They want the entire team to win. Their greatest fear is loss of security and confrontation. So when you communicate with somebody who's an S, well, by the way, S's make up about 69% of the population. So more than likely, the people around you in your life, most of them are going to be an S personality. So communicating with an S, they really like to create a friendly tone for the discussion. You have to show interest in them as a person. You cannot be overly aggressive. You've got to minimize the potential for confrontation. S's really thrive when they have a definition and a goal that is everyone's goal. You have to give S's time to adjust. They do not like to change very quickly, but S's make the team happen. Okay, next is the C, and last is the compliant. C's are compliant. They are on time. They're very analytical. They're very planning focused. They're very accurate. They check and check and check the facts and the figures. So a C seeks an environment that honors logic and facts. They're conscientious, they're accurate, they're very detail focused, they treasure perfection. So the higher the C, the more perfectionism is going to come out. Their greatest fear is criticism, which makes sense, doesn't it? Because if they've checked facts and figures and then they come back, they don't want to be criticized that they've done anything wrong. So when you communicate with the C, you've got to provide details. You've got to use validated facts. Be precise in your explanation. Be very specific. And then you have to be a little patient with a C because a C is going to come ready and loaded with a lot of questions. And even while you're talking, they're thinking about questions about how this might not work or different ways. And so you've got to be able to follow up with them with additional data that they are requesting. So once again, this is the DISC behavioral indicators. Everybody has a behavioral pattern. Everybody has a tendency in one way or another. And even as I was just describing the D, the I, the S, and the Cs, I'm sure that you were able to place where you are as well as possibly place where other people are around you. At the end of it, it is about communication. The more we communicate effectively, the better we're able to add influence and add value to people around us. Why wouldn't we want to know that? And so as we communicate, listen, and I like the title of the book that we went over, Everyone Communicates But Few Connect. That's the truth because everybody's communicating, but it really does take practice. It takes intentionality to be able to connect with people. And I'm telling you, when you can connect with people, when you can speak their language, when you're able to speak to their behavioral instincts, when you're able to speak to how they're wired, they will value that time. They will connect with you and you will be able to influence them and the people around you in a very positive way. Well, I really do hope that this episode really, I do hope that it added value to you. I hope that this episode helps you reach your potential to find your purpose and to live with passion. And this particular episode, I hope helps you to connect with people around you, to add value to them and to influence them. So thank you again for listening to this podcast episode, and I look forward to joining you again on another episode shortly.